Jess here, and it's been like a minute, hasn't it? I'm actually getting a lot more active on socials recently, and I noticed on TikTok that there were like quite a few rumors that are going around that I wanted to chime in on because they're absolutely false, and I wanted to give you guys some context behind them. So the problem that people have with mine and Jason's relationship is the fact that like there is like a 3-4 year age gap, and the time we met was when I was really young. Now I wanted to address this because this is completely my fault. And I wanted to express that 15 years ago, when I met Jason, I lied to him for 3 years about my age. I was 15, but I told him that I was 18. And it's something that I was really young and really stupid, and I like really liked him. So I wanted to be with him. I told him that I was 18 when I was actually 15. And this, like, I didn't realize how this would affect him later on in our future. I wanted to say that I am sincerely sorry to him for what I did and the fact that like people are taking and blowing it out of proportion. It's something that he's managed to forgive me for. And let me tell you how that worked, because a lot of you are probably like, how did that happen? Well, back in 2004, 2005, this amount of communication that you have, like with FaceTime, with like social media, that was not a thing. So it was very easy to get away with lies like that. And so I, again, lied to him when I was 15, told him I was 18. We finally decided after 3 years, we just like played games online for 3 years. We just enjoyed each other's company. And then like when we finally decided to meet, I had turned 18 and I was like, okay, I can go meet him. So I had to tell him the truth. I told him, hey, I've lied to you about my age. I actually just turned 18, and yeah. And it took him a bit, but eventually he decided to forgive me, and he, to this day, still forgives me, and I feel awful for it. But we decided not to say anything for a while because we know how, in this industry, women are treated. We know that any small mistake, like even if it was 15 years ago and it's already been forgiven, like, career's over. Like that's just how sometimes this industry works. And so he has been taking the brunt of all these claims, and I am getting active on social media, seeing them back again. And it's just like I don't want to see him go through that or him be called anything that he's not because of a mistake that I made. So I'm really sorry to anyone who had their heart in the right place. But again, please don't assume anything about anyone's relationship. He's like the best thing in my life. And so I want to clear that up. That's just like a big thing that really means a lot to me. So Jason, if you're watching this, I am sorry. And to anyone who really was trying to help, I am sorry that I worried you, but please, please know that that's not what I meant. This next one is less serious. This one is more like, it's the rumor that Jason made me change my story because he was jealous of a character, which makes everyone who knows us giggle because that is completely false. I wrote my story. I wrote the cheesy romance stuff and I loved it. And I kept writing what I loved. And no, Jason didn't maybe change anything in the story. We collabed together on certain parts I was like, hey, I need your help on. But no, that's never been the case. And oftentimes that's used to fuel the rumor that he manipulated me when I was younger, which is like, no, that never happened. He's been supportive of every story that I've wanted to tell. So I just want to make it clear that he didn't change a thing in my story because he was jealous. And that's just like, that's super weird. The only time I've ever changed my story was when I wrote like the ending of Diary Season 2 and fans were really harassing me. So I changed the story because of some Garmel fans, not everyone, but a few that were really, really harassing me in real life. And I did not appreciate it. And it made me upset. And that's why I stopped Diaries completely. So I just want to let y'all know that that was a big thing back in the day that really hurt me. That leads into the reason a lot of these rumors started in the first place was because around 2016, 2017, we had a stalker, and that was not fun. I'm going to leave it at that. It's been handled appropriately. And they basically didn't like a decision I made and ended up going online and started to spread a lot of rumors. And so that person, we forgive them. It's in the past. But I just want to make sure that a lot of you know why a lot of this started was because it was a bad situation back then. So yeah, that's basically the things I wanted to address. Again, I'm sorry if I made you worry at all. I'm sorry to people who genuinely had their heart in the right place and weren't just believing rumors to believe them. And most importantly, Jason, I am sorry that my lie 15 or so years ago basically caused people to look at you as a terrible person, because that is absolutely not the case. And I would not be with that man if that was the case. Like, I would leave. I am not someone who sticks around people who are toxic. Like, let me just put that way, because, whew. Again, Jason, I'm sorry. So now let's go into why am I bringing all of this up? Well, because I'm planning on bringing a series back. This time, if you don't like how I write things, that's fine. That's perfectly fine. You're allowed to have your own opinion. That's great. It's just, I don't want people to come from me, my family, my friends, or any of my colleagues. Like, we ain't doing that this time. Please, no. One last thing. A lot of characters don't have their bio information out there, like their familial ties, their age stuff. So I don't know where a lot of these numbers came from, because that's not what I have written down. But I just want to let you know, I'm still cooking. I got something coming up. So please let me cook, okay? Thanks. Bye. I appreciate y'all.